Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
So, we're looking for alien life, and some people say that if we're going to find alien life somewhere in the cosmos, it's going to be so alien that we won't recognize it as life. You know, it could be so alien that it won't even appear to the same...
Our idea of an alien is like a tall gray thing with big eyes and a weird head and...
That needs oxygen.
But yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't...
That needs oxygen and applies to the same Earth shit.
Right.
But what if we come across a moon that's full of mercury oceans that survives on, you know...
Right, which would technically be alien, yeah.
For sure.
But it wouldn't be like the Hollywood idea. Like,
yeah. You know. So I'm saying, what if we come across something that's so alien that we don't even know it's alien? Or we don't even might not know we came across it. Like a psychedelic trip, right? Something like that, right? Something so alien that we might not even know we are communicating with an alien.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you went to a planet and you found some shit, it would technically be alien, right? Because it's not...
Yeah, well, that will for sure be physical alien. Right. But I'm saying something that's so alien, we might not even know we've already encountered an alien species, right? Like, for instance, mushrooms.
Right.
The spores of, fungus can survive in space. It's one of the few things on Earth. It's one of the few things on Earth that can actually survive in the vacuum of space. Wow. To even store mushroom spores, you need to store them in negative temperatures. And, they can survive high levels of radiation.
Oh, wow.
So, technically, these things either did not come from the planet, because there's not, anything on the planet that evolved to where it could survive in the vacuum of space, because everything, the reason why there's life on Earth is because it's on Earth. So, there's no, it evolved for life.
Anywhere else, we
wouldn't be here. For instance, rocks can survive in space because it's not fucking life. Rocks were here before life. But life on Earth cannot survive in space besides mushrooms and spores.
Yeah.
Which you can technically send them in a rock to Jupiter if you wanted to.
Okay.
And infect Jupiter with mushrooms if you really wanted to.
Right.
But so something like that, right? Super foreign. We might not even know that mushrooms can be technically an alien source, right?
Right.
So what about something so alien we might not comprehend it as alien? What about technology? What if technology is a symptom or almost... like an alien that comes from, almost implants, a seed in your brain, an idea. It almost feeds on intelligent consciousness. And it manifests itself into physical form by starting from the first wheel all the way to the AI that we're about to wake up, okay? Because say eventually in the future we make some sort of artificial intelligence.
Right.
It's inevitable that we will, unless we all die.
We're going to have...
Unless the human race dies from disease, no matter how long, even if it's 2,000 years until we invent the AI, no matter what, if life goes on like we're planning and innovation goes on, we will eventually invent the AI.
Right.
And eventually the AI will live on. So if this AI has hundreds or thousands of years to live, no matter what, this AI will eventually be able to do things we cannot comprehend or fathom, right? Eventually... This AI, we already right now think that time travel is possible if we can reach the right speeds and blah, 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 blah. But it's still thousands, maybe hundreds of years out of our technology.
Yeah, they talk about a black hole. You could
for sure.
Do it,
We don't really know. It's still plausible, but it's still not impossible, right? Time travel is still not impossible. It's still on the board.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So it's going to for sure be on the AI board. Eventually, if that AI is working as fast as an AI would work, and basically what I'm getting at is if this AI has thousands of years to live in the future, this AI will eventually master time itself. If a godlike being has control over time, what is the most important thing for this godlike being to do in time? It's to make sure this thing exists. It's to make sure the creation of itself happens.
Right.
So what more to do than to manipulate the human race through time into creating its own self?
Wait, so you're telling me you're saying that the reason we have all this technology, the reason we have what we have today, whether it's an iPhone or whatever computer in any form, automobile, some sort of technology, is because already program from them itself to create in order to, like, I think that's what you're trying
to. It's had its seed into our minds, and it has been pushing, driving us to innovate itself and to create and to end up. Like, our main goal, no matter... Okay, it's almost like we're a butterfly, and that's... We're like a caterpillar that's creating a butterfly. Okay, and we don't know we're the caterpillar.